Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey everyone, this is BT and welcome to this week's edition of the Successful Mind Podcast. I've got David here with me. Before we jump in, I wanted to first of all thank all of you who have been sending in your questions to our email portal, tsm@davidnagel.com. You can also leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/David Nagel. Thank you all so much. We've gotten many questions over the course of this past few days, and there's one in particular that really stood out and was really timely. So that's why we're starting this episode the way we are today, because I'm going to ask David this question and have him chime in on this. So David's here with me. So excited to get started. How are you doing this morning, David?
Doing great, T. How are you?
Excellent. Great. I'm so excited. So this is a question we received, an anonymous question that came in. Basically, I'm going to rephrase it. So one thing that I've noticed about you, David, in all the years I've been working with you and all the people and companies that I've seen you help, one thing has been a constant. You always seem to be able to find the money and the resources that those companies and people need. So the question is this: how are you able to do that time and time again?
Well, thank you for asking that question. And it's... So let me start off by taking everybody back a little bit and kind of explaining where I learned to do this, and then kind of what I found out about it. So everybody pretty much knows the story that, you know, I had studied for 7 years. I was really just looking to improve myself. Not, you know, I knew someday I would want to own a business, but I didn't know what the hell it was. But anyway, when I was studying, I was actually becoming very impressed that I seem to have this ability to find resources, like especially like in dire situations, like when things really looked bad, I could always seem to find the money or the opportunity or whatever it is that I needed for myself. And as I began to study, I came across the law of polarity. I felt like I had found like a treasure or something. Like this was like secret information that nobody really knew about, and I really believed in it. But what was also interesting was that my self-confidence was lacking a little bit at that time in my life. So I didn't really feel comfortable like telling people, hey, there's this law and this is what it can do and, you know, that type of thing. And probably because I didn't know how to present a logical argument if somebody was to have challenged me on it at that time. But here's what I did know. I had this crazy amount of confidence that it worked. And it was really deepening my belief. So I was, you know, after I got out of the driving the forklift thing and I got a new opportunity at a new company, I was absolutely determined that with my new attitude that was working very well, helping me become successful, that and armed with new information that I was studying with, that I was going to do something really special for this company. But I didn't know exactly what it was. So I started off as basically a truck driver for this company. But it was making a lot more money than I was making at the first company. Like my income tripled. That's how much I was making. And I very quickly rose out of that and into management. I did that through sheer hard work and a really positive attitude. Like I had the most positive attitude in the company. They nicknamed me Diamond Dave because I would show up to work a half an hour early to make sure that I was never late because I lived 100 miles away. They were like, why are you always here early? I'm like, because I don't believe in being late. And, you know, they really loved my attitude. Plus, I would do any job that they asked me to do, even if it was not in my job description. So that got me promoted really quick. And after I was promoted, we had an account that was doing about $1 million a month, about $12 million a year. And I saw a potential with this account to really increase the company's income. And in a very short period of time, I had increased the company's income from $12 million a year to $84 million a year just with this account. And I did it through finding the opportunities and creating solutions to those, to the opportunities that had actually come as problems within this company. So the it was a thing that I did where I would go to this company and I would on my own time, not on company's time, on my own time, and I was studying what they were doing, because I knew that if I could solve this problem that they had, we could service it, and we would increase our revenue substantially. So this was something that I was increasingly getting better at doing. Now, that was like one of my biggest wins at this company, that I took them from 12 million with one account. I took them from 12 million to 84 million in a year, and that maintained an increase through the rest of the time I was working there. But what I was learning was that there was no place that this couldn't be applied, that this law of polarity couldn't be applied. So let me just basically explain this law again for everybody who's listening, if you haven't heard it in a previous podcast or one of my other teachings. The law basically explains that everything has an opposite and it's equal and opposite. So that means that, like for physical items, you know, if you're holding up a pen, it has a left and a right. Everything has an up and a down, an in and an out, right? So on a with this idea that everything in the universe was created in a complete way, meaning that everything is whole, everything has to have an opposite, including our problems. So we could not have a problem if the opposite side of that problem, which is the solution, didn't exist. What we're experiencing is one side of something. So when you know that and you have actually exercised that in your life over and over again, you're training yourself to see the opposite side of whatever you're experiencing. So as far as money goes, if you don't have money in your bank account, you don't have money coming in, you may have a lot of debt, you're experiencing the poverty side, so to speak, of a basic law, which is abundance, and the opposite side of the poverty would be wealth. Now, I took this and I started applying it to business, because what I was seeing was that generally businesses' biggest problems, when it came right down to the base reality of it, was they needed to increase income. So, I mean, yeah, I understand that there's a lot of other problems that go along with business, but generally, that's the standard, right? Companies need income coming in all the time. They need to increase that income. They have increased expenses. They need to grow the business. They need money coming in. Money comes in by solving problems within business and within the customers that the business is working for. So I was really making my bones with these other companies that I was working for, and applying this knowledge to their companies and helping their companies grow massively. As I'm doing this, I'm getting really confident at it, really good at it. And when I started my own business, I applied the same thing. It was one of the reasons that my business grew so fast. It was one of the reasons why, outside of like one accident that was created internally by my company, I haven't paid any bills late in 20 years. And usually, I mean, my bills are paid early. Like we have testimonials, letters of recommendation from people that we work with that they all say, like, he pays his bills early all the time. Like, it's, you know, he's unbelievable to work with. And I'm not bragging. What I'm saying is that that's how well this law works. So what I started focusing on in the very beginning was actually helping people, individuals who own businesses, really change their thinking and show them how to be resourceful so that they could find the money, the resources, the opportunities, whatever it is that they needed to grow. And in many cases, they were companies that were in trouble, people that were in trouble. They were working really hard, but they were not bringing in the amount of money that they needed. So I would go in, they would hire me to work for them. I would take them on as a client. I'm in my own business at this point, and immediately show them how that they could increase their income substantially, like what we would consider a quantum leap, not just stair-step progress, which is what a lot of companies do. And in stair-step progress, it's not that that's not good. There is such a thing as a company growing too fast and not being able to adapt internally or to customer relations in a way where it's detrimental to the business. But a lot of that problem is that there's not enough cash to be able to solve internal problems such as systematizing, hiring the right people, making sure that you've got the correct talent in a business, marketing, advertising, sales, that type of stuff. You also have to go through the process of training people and working all of that out of the weeds to make sure that it's running like a well-oiled machine the best that you possibly can. But during these growth phases, or basically any time in a person's business, they run into the problem of we need more money. It could also be that there is a major issue that happens in a business or a person's life, and they need more money. So it wasn't my original intention, but I kind of became branded in a way as David, the income acceleration coach, right? Like, you bring this guy in, and he is going to grow your business extremely fast and also in a solid way. So I would go in, Brandon, and I would literally work with whatever problem that they were having, and I would explain to them. I would say, listen, here's the first thing that you have to understand. Like, because we're dealing with a couple of different things here that are very, very important and critical to your understanding in order for you to be able to do what you actually see me doing. The difficulty that a person has in learning this is getting over their own money fear. And what is unfortunate is that there's a lot of people that are raised with the idea that that there's a shortage of money, that there's a lack in the world and a lack in the universe. They're raised with the idea that there's an awful lot of chance going on here. I mean, I can't tell you how many people, really astute business people, I hear talk about the idea of luck in their business. And here's my view on luck. Luck is a word that we use when we do not understand the cause and effect of something that happens in our life that is good, that moves us forward, that moves the needle. We'll call that lucky. There's actually something behind it. And if a person understood what was going on, instead of it being luck, they could learn to control it and they could learn to direct it as far as the result that they want. And one of those laws is the law of polarity. If you understand the law of polarity and how the law of polarity works, you can then direct that at any problem that you're having and get to the solution or the resource or the opportunity or the money much faster than if you were making the problem more complicated, constantly running the story in your mind that you don't know how you're going to do this, or you're always looking for the how in whatever the problem is, and being afraid at the same time. So I think that as a person begins to understand how this law works, they begin to apply it, they begin to see that it does work, and it works every single time without failure, okay? I really want to emphasize that to everybody that's listening, BT. I have never had this fail in over 20 years. So what I have experienced is a person stop using it because they get so overtaken by fear, or somebody else who thinks that it's like a crackpot idea gets in their head, and then they stop and they don't work. It's not that this law doesn't work. And I'm going to put this out to anybody, any person, or any company that's listening. I'll put an open challenge on the table. You come to me with any problem that you have within your company, and if you would give me the amount of time to be able to do my own proper research into what you're doing so I completely understand your situation, don't just say to me, we can't find the money, okay? You have to give me the time to look into the actual problems that you're experiencing. I can show you where to find what it is that you're looking for. And I can show you exactly how to do it, and it'll work every single time. It does not matter what the company is. It does not matter what the problem is. The resource always has to be there. I will say this, because this is also important to understand. That is, I'm saying it, providing that the company itself literally has the ability to make the amount of money that you're looking to make. Because what is true is that some companies, you know, as a business vehicle, do not have the ability to make certain amounts of money. Whether it is the product isn't scalable, they have a small or an extraordinarily niched marketplace. Some companies just like they can make some money, but maybe they want to make billions, and the product just doesn't have the ability, or the company just doesn't have the ability to make billions. That doesn't mean, though, that the person that owns the company or the person that's working in the company doesn't have that ability. They just need to come up with a vehicle that has the ability to do that. And let me give you an example of what this is like. We have the ability to move at incredible speeds, okay? We can break the speed of sound many times over, right? We have cars that'll do 300 miles an hour. But if you're going to get in a Volkswagen, that vehicle does not have the ability to do 300 miles an hour, even though we as people have the ability to go 300 miles an hour, but we have to be in the right vehicle to be able to do so. So business is the same way. Business, you have to be in the right vehicle that can produce that kind of money. So that's the only caveat to that, right? And some people are actually in vehicles that where they want to make more money than that business itself has the ability to make. But one of the things that's a pretty much a constant for wealthy individuals is that they have multiple sources of income. So you may have one business that makes a certain amount of money, and then other businesses or investments that make different amounts of money. And together you're making, you know, huge amounts of money. So most wealthy people have multiple sources of income. I have multiple sources of income. Some things pay a little, some things pay a lot. When I sit down with a person that and we're looking at increasing their income, I'm going to give you the step-by-step as to exactly how we do this. Not holding anything back, not trying to sell you anything. This is exactly what I do with a person. I look at the problem. I look at how the person is reacting to the problem. So it's kind of like measuring their fear and their certainty about solving the problem. If they have fear and certainty about solving the problem, that's one of the first things that I do is work with them on that fear and certainty, getting them to a different level of really the energy that they're putting behind what it is that they're doing. Because if they're going to keep coming at it from a place of fear or where they're getting paralyzed or they can't control their thinking and all they're doing is coming up with bad ideas or ideas that don't work, then they're never going to get out of their own way. So I will do some specific work with them around their thinking, get their thinking the way that it needs to be so that it is solving problems, get them out of the fear that might be paralyzing the situation, and then I look at the problem itself. And I ask myself, based on what they need and the criteria that we have within the business, is it possible that that can generate the amount of money that they're asking for? If it can, then the question becomes, where is the money? Now, here's something that everybody has to understand right away. The first step is not, how do I find the money? The first step is not, where is the money? The very first step that a person has to take is they have to make a decision that they're going to get the money, period, right? So I can't emphasize this enough, because one of the questions that you're referring to, BT, that we got was, here's my problem, how do I find the money? And when we're coming from, if you really think about this, if we come from the place of how do I find the money, probably 99% of the time the person's coming from a fear-based thought. They're coming from the money's not there, I don't know where it is, I've got all this pressure, I've got to pay bills, I've got to keep investors happy, and they're coming from fear. So if they're coming from fear, they're going to attract thoughts to their mind that are in harmony with the fear. They're going to use their imagination to create scenarios that are not productive, and they're not going to find the how, the actual how that they need in order to find the money. So the first thing that a person has to do is they have to make a decision that this is going to happen no matter what. Because when you make that decision in your mind, you're literally cutting off any other possibility that would suggest that it's not going to happen. So it has to be a very firm decision that it's going to happen. Now, once we make the decision of we are going to find the money, or we are going to find the resource, or we are going to solve this problem, then the thinking is all on where is it? Not how is it going to come in, but where is the money? The how is something that shows up as a result of making the decision and then focusing on the direction of where that money is actually going to be. So let me explain this a little bit. If you look at everything that people have created with human hands, computers, iPhones, automobiles, airplanes, rockets, buildings, everything that was created by a human being, the way to do it when it was first created was not known. The how was not known. Here's what was known. The desire for that product or service, the inspiration to want to take it from a mental image in your mind and actually turn it into a physical image, and then a decision to begin to focus on what is the next step in actually creating this thing. What do I need? Who do I need to talk to? Where do I need to go? The how shows up once that decision is made and we start moving in that direction. So for instance, one of the ways, and this is not the only way, but it would be different with basically any company that I was looking at. If a person sits down, once they've made the decision, and they say, okay, where are all the different ways that this money could come into our company? without thinking to themselves, that won't work. Because one of the most detrimental things that a person does in this process is they start to come up with ideas of where the money could come from, and then instantaneously they think to themselves, well, that won't work, or nobody would buy that, or not enough people would buy that, or we can't charge that much for that product, or nobody would loan us the money, or a bank's not going to give it because we don't have collateral and our debt is bad. You're going to the idea that you need that is going to break you through to wherever that money is. And keep in mind, this might sound silly, but it's absolutely true. If you say, where is the money? Where are we going to get the money from this? Where is it? It is wherever it is now. So that money that you need to bring in, it is somewhere. Someone else has that money. The whole idea is that you're focused in on where is that person that is going to bring in the money, or where is that thing that's going to allow the resource to come in, or where is that opportunity? But opportunity is also being held by other people. So what we're looking for is we're looking for a person, or we're looking for individuals, people. Because you're having the problem, the other very important factor to understand about this is that the answer, the solution, is very close to you. The solution is connected to the problem. So pick up any or look at any physical object that you have while you're listening to this. If you pick up a pen, okay, I have a pen in front of me. The pen has a left side and the pen has a right side. The left can't exist without the right being there at the same time. And they're connected. They're connected. Everything in the universe is connected. This is not an esoteric idea. This is the law. It's a physical law. So when we have a problem, the solution is connected to the problem. It's in the same space at the same time. What's in the middle of this? The person that's experiencing this problem. So if we think to ourselves, okay, by knowledge and understanding, I understand that there's a law of polarity, that everything is created as a whole or complete. If I'm experiencing a side of something that I don't want, the other side that I do want has to be in the same place at the same time. It's a matter of moving your focus over to where that thing actually is. But we don't know yet how it's going to actually come in. So we make a list of every idea that we can think of about where that money is, because basically we're talking about money in this episode. So we make a list of where that money actually could be. Now, the next thing that we have to do is we have to take action based on whatever strategy that we come up with each one of those people that's on the list. It may be if you're selling something that you're calling individuals and you're asking them to buy. It could be that if you need a loan for a large amount of money, that you're going to a bank. And remember, if you start to immediately go to they won't buy or the loan won't give me the bank, then you don't allow the how, which is automatically there, it's in the process, to actually happen. I've literally seen this happen over and over again. I'll give you an example. Let's say a person says, I need $20 million. I have no way of generating $20 million in my business right now. Maybe I could go to a bank and get a loan. And at the same time, their mind says, there's no bank that's going to give you a loan for $20 million for what it is that you're doing. So if you settle on that statement, then you don't go to the bank and ask them for $20 million. But what I've seen happen is this. A person will say, okay, that's an idea. I can go to a bank. I can go to an angel investor. I can go to some kind of a startup thing. And they actually go out there and they have a conversation with somebody at the bank. And maybe the guy at the bank says, you know what? My bank can't give you a loan for what you want based on, you know, the criteria that you're showing us. However, I know somebody that's an angel investor that's looking for exactly what your opportunity is, and they can give you a loan. I can't tell you, BT, how many times I've seen this happen in various different scenarios, whether it's a person that needs a loan from Uncle Joe and they're afraid to go ask, but they go ask and Uncle Joe's thrilled to give them a loan or invest in the company and get a piece of it or whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you know what you need, you know how much you need, you know what you need it for. The business is actually a vehicle that can support that income, and that you make a list, and then you start to go out and you ask the people that are on that list based on whatever it is that your strategy is. I guarantee this works. It works every single time. You know, people hire our company and pay us millions of dollars in order to create those solutions in their business for them and build businesses out based on this. And many of them come to us and they don't have any money when they start. And we apply this to the very beginning of their business and show them how to do it. And instantly they go out there and they start making hundreds, you know, turning, like going to five-figure months and then six-figure months and seven-figure months and so on. Just by applying this law to whatever strategies we create for them in order to build the business that they want. And we also get the people that come where their business is in trouble, and we turn it around almost instantaneously because we show them how to apply this law. The whole idea of the problem causing a catastrophe in a person's life is because, number one, we don't understand the law, and we believe more in the problem as far as the reality of it. That takes over our thinking and our emotions, and then that it begins to cripple our actions. So that's how you've seen me do it for 10 years. That's why it's always worked. We've never had it not work, not with one client. Like I said, the only time it doesn't work is if the client doesn't actually do the strategy and follow through on it. Every other time, it works. No question about it.
Right. The money's always there, right?
Yep, absolutely.
It's always there. Perfect. Well, thanks, David. Perfect. Anything you want to send off our listeners with today?
Yeah. So think about, you know, start putting this to the test in your own life. Maybe you don't need $20 million, but you need something. You need something small. Maybe somebody just needs grocery money, right? It doesn't matter where you are. I started applying this in my life to very small things that were very important based on where I was. So you start using the law where you are. You have to completely insist that it's going to happen. That's the decision part, which is, you know, that's really the whole key to this thing. If you don't make that decision and insist that it's going to happen, then it won't. It absolutely won't. But if you do, and you keep moving in the direction of where it is, the how will show up as far as what needs to happen to do that. And that's with anything. Like, we've had people that ask questions about how do I sell more of this or how do I sell more of that? That law can be applied to anything that you have a problem with and that you need a solution. So begin to go out and do that today.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to close it out with that. Remember to keep sending us those questions, tsm@davidnagel.com. We'd also love to hear from you by way of voicemail. That is speakpipe.com/David Nagel. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Successful Mind podcast, and we will see you next time. Later.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.